Wisconsin's Afternoon News Podcast. It's sponsored by Dave Drakamp Heating. Your comfort is their family's tradition. Visit DaveDrakamp.com.
Fare evasion. It's an issue in Milwaukee on MCTS buses, but it is increasingly becoming a nationwide problem, with major cities across the country reporting significant losses while trying various methods to curb this issue. What is fare evasion? Well, it's basically not paying for your ticket, whether it's for the subway, the bus, whatever it may be. And some ways that cities are figuring this out, like New York City, they've seen improvements when they post uniformed staff members in different areas to help maybe encourage, insist, or enforce payment by those getting on the subway or the bus or whatever. So should that happen here in Milwaukee? Well, Milwaukee County Supervisor Sean Rowland is pushing for reallocating some money in the budget in order to place uniformed security staff on buses in some of the areas where they have high evasion issues, right? So there's certain spots where they know they have more of a problem than others. So the board's finance committee considered this proposal this morning. Here is Supervisor Rowland speaking.
We also need to immediately address the amount of fare evasion that we're seeing on the buses. I take the bus all the time. I see it's just like 5 out of 10 people are not paying on the bus. And it is blowing a huge hole in the budget, and it's going to force us to cut bus routes.
All right, so what do you do? Well, his plan is to reallocate some $600,000 that were meant for new cameras that they were going to put in the Milwaukee County Jail. He says, no, that's low priority. Let's not do the cameras this time around and reallocate that money for these uniformed staff members.
I don't know about that.
Well, you're not the only one that questions that. Supervisor Willie Johnson Jr. says he gets the idea behind using this, you know, money to do this. He gets the idea of fare evasion being a problem, but he doesn't like the idea of taking that money away from new cameras.
I think that this is the wrong source of funding in order to meet the objectives that the sponsors want to see happen.
Another concern, Julia, is efficiency. Like, will this actually even do anything? So during the hearing today, Joe Lamers, he's the county's director of strategy, budget, and performance, he told the board that he's not sure this specific solution is very cost effective.
$620,000 is going to provide funding for roughly 7 safety officers. And the volume of influence those individuals would have to have on this issue is just massive. I've estimated that an individual safety officer, for example, would have to influence 50,000 fare evading riders to pay the fare. That comes to about 245 riders a day, or about 25 riders per hour for one individual safety officer.
So is that possible? Could you actually convince 25 people an hour to pay a fare?
Maybe if you just stand there, it's just a show of force.
Well, potentially, yeah, because that could be enough. So Steve Fuentes, he's the director of the MCTS. He says no matter what, any assistance is going to be helpful.
It's hard to quantify what the effects of the additional officers would be, but we welcome help. We welcome help where it can come from.
But to your point about just being aware of this, he says that's kind of already happening. They've seen a change just because of the attention that this specific case is getting.
All of the attention that the fare evasion issue has gotten over the summer has had some effect on the fare evasion issue. I believe people think twice now because of all the attention that has been brought to it. We also have our own internal media folks who are running social media campaigns about every fare counts. It's on the destination signs. There are videos being played on social media.
So anyway, I don't know if that really does much. Like, hey, we got some stuff on social media. I mean, is that really helping? Who knows? But the more attention it gets, the more likely you get someone to pay.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Facial recognition.
Ooh.
Is that probably like $20 million?
I mean, it would cost a lot to get that infrastructure in place, but
Boop.
You're saying...
Because Isaac,
Minority Report kind
our
of
producer was telling me, you know, you just do like a, you pay it kind of like the parking meter.
Right. You use
and
your
then,
app.
Yeah. You use your app, you fill it up, and then you, do you have like a QR code?
Yeah. It scans a QR code sort of deal, and then you just keep going.
Isaac, have we ever fare evaded before?
Not on purpose.
What does that mean?
If you load your card on the app up right before you scan it, sometimes it hasn't taken that into account, and so you'll scan it and you'll get the instead of the ding, And then, you know, you stand there looking humiliated, trying to scan it a few more times. Then you look at the bus driver and you kind of shrug and they tell you to keep going.
Okay.
So interesting. Never on purpose.
So anyway, pass through committee. It'll go before the full board eventually. And it's also going to be part of the big budget hearing on Monday at the Domes when you can weigh in if you'd like on this idea that'll be part of the discussion.
Very interesting.